Good morning. This is Annika Chan, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, I am subbing for Michael. Usually, my show is Confessions of a Freak, and it's at 1 a.m. on Thursday, so kind of like Wednesday night. So you're going to hear something a little different today than what Michael usually plays. I have prepared a playlist of songs that I used to have as my alarm clock. Some of them are some iffy choices, but I thought it was fun. I've never had like a true morning show, so usually I'm joined by my co-host Eliza Whalen, but I'm doing it solo today. So next up we have Lovely Day by Bill Withers. Enjoy.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone.
Yeah.
That was Could It Be I'm Falling in Love by The Spinners. And before that was Lovely Day by Bill Withers. And you know what? I don't think I even introduced the first song. So I'll do that now. That was New York Herald Tribune by Marshall Solal. So I wanted everybody to have a lovely day today. I was trying to motivate myself to be awake early. So I wanted to put some positivity into the day. That was not one of my alarm clock songs, for the record. But Could It Be I'm Falling in Love was one of my main alarm clock songs for a really long time. And yeah, my mom used to tell me that she would put on like that Spinners record, Could Be I'm Falling in Love by the Spinners, like in the mornings, and just like get ready to it and dance around her apartment when she was younger. So, you know, trying to put that energy out there. Next up, I have two songs that I found through the movie Moonlight, which is one of my favorite movies. First up is One Step Ahead by Aretha Franklin, and then Hello Stranger by Barbara Lewis. That movie is very near and dear to my heart. You might recognize one of the songs from that infamous diner scene. Yeah, without further ado, I'll get playing them.
One step ahead of heartbreak. one step ahead of misery. One step is all I'd have to take backwards to be the same old fool for you I used to be. I'm only one step ahead of your arms, one kiss away from your sweet lips. I know I can't afford to stop for one moment, 'cause I'm just out of reach of your fingertips. Your warm breath on my shoulder keeps reminding me that it's too one step ahead of your love. I've tried and yet I can't take two. Seems like I'll have to take that one step backwards, 'cause one step ahead is a step too far away from you.
All right, that was One Step Ahead by Aretha Franklin, followed by Hello Stranger by Barbara Lewis. Both lovely songs. I feel like this is the theme of this episode is desensitizing me to the music that would jolt me awake every morning. It's hard, you know. I feel like putting songs as your alarm clock kind of ruins them in some way, but all of these songs I genuinely really love, but sometimes I'm just like, I would never add this to a playlist. I've heard this way too many times. Now I do like the really obnoxious, you guys don't want to hear this, but now I do like the really obnoxious alarm clock sounds, like the generic ones, because I don't want to ruin any more songs. But you know, I'm trudging through the playlist, you know, trying to be strong for you guys. And with that, I think it's a good time for a PSA. Autumn outdoor exercise. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. So I thought that was pretty fitting considering we have Thanksgiving coming up, the last of autumn on its way out soon. So if you need to walk off that turkey, that stuffing, by all means do so. Walking is great exercise, helps reduce fossil fuel emissions and the like. So next up I have Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by The Platters. I think I found this song watching Criminal Minds, honestly. Great show, if anybody is a fan. Enjoy.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true. Oh, oh, I must reply, something here inside cannot be denied. Said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Oh, when your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. I chaff them and I gaily laugh to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my I cannot hide. Oh, oh, oh. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
Smoke gets in.
That was Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by The Platters, and I'm realizing that pretty much all the songs I've been playing have been sort of 50s, 60s, 70s, soul, and now we're going to move into some different pretty different territory. The next song is Who'd Have Known by Lily Allen. I remember watching this music video for whatever reason, she decided to feature Elton John in it, and it's just the most bizarre thing. But I love Lily Allen, and I guess I chose this song because of the opening lyrics. I thought it was thematic to waking up in the morning, and you'll notice this with the later pick as well, that it's like so aggressively themed to being an alarm clock song, that it's a little horrifying, honestly. And with that, Who'd Have Known by Lily Allen.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Conversation got boring. You said you'd go into bed soon, so I snuck off to your bedroom. And I thought I'd just wait there until I heard you come up the stairs. And I pretended I was sleeping, and I was hoping you were creeping with me. Your arm around my shoulder, and it was if the room got colder, and we moved closer in together and started talking about the weather. You said tomorrow would be fun, and we could watch a place in the sun. I didn't know where this was going when you kissed me. Are you mine? Are you mine? 'Cause I stay here all the time, watching telly, drinking.
I've made up my mind, don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further, this ain't lust. I know this is love.
I tell the world, I'll never say enough, 'cause it was not said to you, and that's exactly what I need to do. If I end up with you, should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my fate, should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Myself out and fly around in circles, waiting as my heart drops and my back begins to tingle. Finally, could this be it? Oh, should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep on chasing pavements? Should I just keep on chasing payments? Oh, should I give up, or should I just keep chasing payments, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my fate? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing payments, if it leads nowhere?
Don't look at me. And are you? to bring me down today.
That was Beautiful by Christina Aguilera, and before that we played Who'd Have Known by Lily Allen, followed by Chasing Pavements by Adele. I have not really listened to the new Adele album yet, I'll be honest, but I'm glad I'm having the opportunity to expose myself on air as apparently a fake Adele fan. But I do love Chasing Pavements. Gotta be one of my favorite Adele songs, if not my favorite. I can't believe she wrote that when she, or like she put out the album when she was 19. Like, I don't know. She's amazing. Anyways, next up we have another sort of poppy song, When I'm 64 by the Beatles. And I'm gonna speak again before the song that plays after that, because I think it deserves a warning. When I'm 64 by the Beatles.
I'd be out till 2:45. Would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
About you guys, but I love that song. It puts me in such a good mood, and I love every time he says chook, and like, I don't know, I'm just amused. I think it's cute. And I used to be really obsessed with the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club movie with the Bee Gees for some reason. I don't know if anybody else has seen that. Kind of bizarre movie, but also amazing. Anyways, next up I'm going to play Time by Pink Floyd off of The Dark Side of the Moon. This song begins rather intensely, and I think when you hear it, you'll understand why I chose it as an alarm clock noise, but also be very disturbed. Recently I've been listening to The Dark Side of the Moon a lot, and I gave myself a homework assignment to listen to it at least one time all the way through from beginning to end. And wow, such a good album. Yeah, and I'll follow that with Cosmic Dancer by T-Rex. And here we go with Time. Get ready.
Thank you. time is gone, the song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.
Dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself right out the womb. I danced myself right out the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I danced myself right out the womb. I was dancing when I was 8. I was dancing when I was 8. Strange to dance so late. Is it strange to dance so late? Strange to dance so soon. I dance myself into the tune. Is it wrong to understand the fear that dwells inside a man? What's it like to be alone? Myself out of the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself into the tomb, and then again once more. I dance myself out of the womb. I dance myself out of the womb. Strange to dance so soon. I dance myself out of the womb. Thank you.
That was Cosmic Dancer by T-Rex, and before that we were playing Time by Pink Floyd. Now we're going to move out of the classic rock genre, and into something more contemporary. I love the opening scene of the movie Billy Elliot when Cosmic Dancer is playing in the background. That is amazing. I love that movie so much. Next up, I'm going to play Tactics by Japanese Breakfast. And yeah, I don't know if anybody's read Crying in H Mart, but it's an excellent book. Michelle Zauner, the lead singer of Japanese Breakfast, just put it out last year, this past year. I was really touched by it. Would totally recommend if anybody is interested to check it out.
Of the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Bo. You know he's dope.
Yo.
And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we gonna up you on how we just chill.
Dial up 7 digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus, she got friends, yo, I can dig it.
vision. So many females, so much inspiration. I get inspired by the blunts too. I'll front you, you, if you hang with a bunk crew. I roam the strip for bones to pick. When I find one, an iron gun, take her home and quickly do this. Yeah. I need not explain this. Nah. It must be famous, so get the anus.
Hey, miss, who's there? I'm through there, no time to do hair. The flicks at eight, so get straight. You look great, let's grub now.
This is Annika Chan, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening to this special subbing episode. I hope you enjoyed 93 Till Infinity. I love this song so much. Got it from Always Be My Maybe. Anyways, have a wonderful, lovely day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Yes, he's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding